the messages that are there are not particularly vile or anything, but nevertheless, it's vandalism and defaces the town, and it costs a considerable amount of time and resources from the council to clear it up again. They're in the process of doing that now, and I thank them for that. That's time that could be spent elsewhere, and it's money that could be spent elsewhere. And it's also an awful blight on the effort of the Tidy Towns Committee. You know, it's taken up their time as well, and I know the volunteers with the Tidy Towns are involved here as well in trying to clean it up. But I just ask people to desist from it. It's also on, I see it appearing on the back of road traffic signs. And, you know, that's potentially a distraction to a driver as well. There could be a danger in that. So any town you go to and you see that, it makes you wary of the area that it's in. It makes you wary of the place, regardless of what the messages are saying. It gives you a feeling that the place is neglected and that it's unsafe. People should be aware that it's vandalism, it's criminal damage, and it is an offence. It's all over the town. It's, you know, I see it in the bus shelter at the cathedral. It's out Gartlea direction. Hugh Duffy Car Park as well is plastered with it, and opposite St Dunan's College on the wall there. The pictures see it there too. You know, the council need to do more than just clean it up now. We need to look at ways of trying to find out who is doing this, and there's probably a role for the Gardaí as well, but we need to find out who's doing it, and we need to put a stop to it. I think people don't realise that it is a serious matter, but it is.